Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue a message I've started and entitled Conquering Canaan. And we've been looking at the 8 characteristics or attributes, if you will, of a victorious Christian. And we've covered 4 of them. And today we'd like to look at the importance of a rest in God. If you're fighting a battle, beloved, or enduring a trial, and you've done your very best by rebuking the enemy with the Word of God and doing spiritual warfare, then a time comes when you just enter into His rest. This is something God is doing in my own life. When the trials and the troubles come, I am able to go through them in a different way than I used to. Our normal response is, Lord, help, get me out of this. And of course, we do want to pray effectively. However, if there's not an immediate deliverance, what do we do? As the Word of God says, having done all, we stand, and we trust in the Lord that He has heard our prayer. We don't allow the doubts of the enemy to say, well, if God cared, He would deliver you. If you were walking where you should be, and then He brings condemnation, you wouldn't be going through this. And beloved, we can just, all we have to do is read the Word of God and understand that the choicest vessels of the Lord went through terribly difficult, trying experiences. Look at the life of Paul. Was there a greater saint of God than he? He wrote most of the New Testament, and look at the things that he endured. And so we have no cause to complain. We have no reason to doubt God's faithfulness to us. Or even if we look at the book of Job, as I've shared before, I love Job, the book of Job. He's one of my heroes because even though he had no understanding really of what was going on in his life, why the apparent blessings of God were just disappeared and vanished in a day's time, it seemed, nonetheless, we know that the relationship that he had with God, and God himself was exonerated because the devil just charged God, and he said, the only reason Job's serving you is because he's blessed. And he might even say those same things to the Lord about us. But if we should have blessings taken from us, how will we respond? Will we be able to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Because there are times things are taken. If we are honest, there are things that happen in our lives that we don't want to occur. And yet, how will we respond to the Lord? I think of many Christians that I've known personally in the past with a breaking heart. I remember that some tragedy occurred in their lives and they turned away from serving God. And this is really at stake, our love relationship with God. And the beauty of the book of Job is that it was preserved. Yea, though God slay me. Yea, though God would take my life, Job said, yet I will trust him and I will love him. And with my eyes, I know that I shall stand upon the earth. I know that my Redeemer lives. Can we say that? Can we have that same kind of trust? And of course, we know God delivered him and blessed his latter days more than he ever experienced in his early life. Praise God. And so there is a rest that comes to the people of God, and that comes by faith. Romans 6:20 says that the God of peace, praise God, shall bruise Satan. And we have to understand that peace and rest are our spiritual weapons. When God draws us into that place, we will not war in the flesh, because that is totally ineffective. Praise God. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. That's Romans 6:20, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Paul closes that chapter. There's another portion of scripture I could share with you, found in Exodus, the 14th chapter. Moses said to the people at a very difficult time, he said, in fact, the Egyptians were following after them, and they were trapped by the Red Sea, and it looked like everything was coming to a quick conclusion. And he said, "Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." And that's exactly what happened. And he's saying the same thing to us today. And in Numbers, he spoke to the people of Israel, and he gave them commands. And in verse 18, it says, "At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord they pitched. And as long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents." They had rest from the journey. And beloved, when we quiet ourselves, when we stand still, we can hear the still, small voice of the Lord speaking encouragement to our hearts. And it's in the silence that great things are formed. Hear this beautiful passage of scripture I've always loved, found in Isaiah, the 30th chapter, verse 15. "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel." Oh, take this as a rhema word for you today, beloved. "In returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." Praise God. This is the promise that he gives us, trusting and resting in the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, verse 7, and let me turn to that quickly. This occurred at the end of Samuel's life. And in verse 7, he says, "Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and to your fathers." When you stand still, beloved, God will reason with you. And the characteristic, if you will, of a Joshua generation or of a victorious Christian is there is a beautiful harmony or balance between active activity and conflict and involvement, if you will, and communion with the Lord, prayer, intercession, fasting, and the cord which unites is praise. Remember that Paul said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, "Having done all, we're to take the full armor of God round about us. We're to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, if you will, which protects us against the acts and the thoughts of the enemy that he would attempt to defeat us with, and with the shield of faith, which will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and of course, that offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so, beloved, there is a rest to the people of God, and that is an important understanding, that as we go through our lives from day to day, whatever battles or whatever difficulties we face, we must understand that there are seasons that God grants in our lives. Sometimes there's seasons of difficulty, sometimes there's seasons of blessing, but the Lord is with us through them all. And then another characteristic, the 6th I'd like to share with you, is a kingdom mentality. Each tribe was apportioned an area in the promised land, and they had the responsibility of conquering their own territory. If you will, they were each little nation groups, if you will, and the nation of Israel that had their part to play. And it's true in our own lives, whatever we've received from him is meant to be shared. We are a lively stone, if you will, in the body of Christ. And he is building up a tabernacle that is not made with hands. We, each one of us, have a part to play. And God has positioned us in unique positions, in unique callings, that we're not, you know, a part unto ourselves, but God has placed us in the body for his purposes, for his reasons. And that's why it's important that we must not isolate ourselves. Now, there may be seasons and times that perhaps you're looking for a church home, or perhaps there may be circumstances in your life you're not able to get out, but God has, he has ways of ministering to you. But barring unforeseen events, we should seek fellowship with like-minded Christians, so much more so, the scriptures tell us, as we see the day approach. Because, beloved, there is strength in fellowship. We have to understand that as the darker the times grow and the more difficult our path might be, we need the support, we need the encouragement of fellow believers. We have to be able to pray for one another. You know, if you're just isolated, people don't know what you're going through. God can put a burden on someone. In fact, we just had a situation recently where someone that a friend had just met briefly called and said, you know, I've had a burden for you. Is everything all right? Is something going on in your life? And the Lord does that frequently in my life. I pray over every letter, the needs that come in. However, and I also spend time in my morning devotion, but there may be times throughout the day I get a burden from the Lord. A particular name comes into my heart, or I know their situation and I'm praying for them. And so, beloved, we are interrelated. And so I just want to encourage you to just understand that we are parts of his body. We are his hands, his feet, his eyes, his ears in the earth. And so, having said that, I'm going to bring this broadcast to a close with an invitation for you to write and share your prayer requests. And with the Lord's help, perhaps we will conclude this message on tomorrow's broadcast. There still are yet a couple traits I want to share with you. I just want you to know I love you and pray for you every day. I thank you for joining me. And just a few moments, the announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.